Hi everybody, my name is Jacob Rohrbach and today I'm going to talk about fenced-in hunting. There are three main points that I'm going to talk today about fenced-in hunting, and they are: why does fenced-in hunting exist, why it is unethical, and how to stop this terrible thing. Hunting in an animal's natural environment is a great privilege to do, but people are trying to make hunting very easy by starting fenced-in hunting. According to WideOpenSpaces.com, hunting is a way to test a person's skill in a great outdoors. Then comes fenced-in hunting, where it kind of makes it very, very bad, where it makes hunting seem like a bad thing to do. Fenced-in hunting is a terrible thing that exists in this world. In this presentation, I will talk about why fenced-in hunting is around and how we can stop it, and also how it is very unethical. Now I'm going to talk about why fenced-in hunting actually exists. Fenced-in hunting is around for a number of reasons, but there's two main reasons why it exists. They are that people don't know how to hunt and it's really because people don't know how to hunt in a national animal's environment. And it's very easier for a person to make money. According to WideOpenSpaces.com, fenced-in hunting was started for people that don't know how to hunt and don't want to put the work out into a field where an actual wild animal exists. Also stated by FieldandStream.com, fenced-in hunting are actually in very small areas where a person don't have to be so physically in shape to hunt this new wild animal that does not belong in this said or in this national environment. The second main point about fenced-in hunting is it is very unethical. Fenced-in hunting is very unethical because it's how it is carried out. It is carried out according to FieldandStream.com where people go into very small areas of land, which is it doesn't even look like the areas of land that people own or have around their area. These usually are about 100 to 200 acres, which seems like a lot, but when it's just a whole bunch of animals in one single little area, is not very good at all. So all these animals are in this little area. There's a whole bunch of people out there hunting them. And then there's chaos and everything like that going around. Also said by the truthaboutguns.com, fenced-in hunting is unethical because the animals that live in the fence in areas are kept in very terrible conditions. These animals are given very high amounts of steroids and also very other hormones that makes them look very large and can make them look like trophy animals, but they really are just kept just like livestock, which is not very good. I mean, who would want to go shoot a deer that looks just like a cow? I mean, that's very, very weird. Down to my main point three, why fence hunting needs to be abolished. How are we going to do this? Well, we could start by making ad campaigns and doing things like that. According to the truthaboutguns.com, if we started like an ad campaign or a seminar to teach people that, hey, if you go to fenced-in hunting, it is very, very hard. It's very, very difficult on what the animals that we put them through in these little areas. Also stated by WideOpenSpaces.com, fenced-in hunting is non-ethical at all, is that their ideas are making, we could just make laws where to regulate fenced-in hunting, where that is so, there's so many laws that maybe people would want to stop because no one really wants to follow all these laws and everything like that. So in conclusion, I really hope that I persuade you guys that fenced-in hunting is very unethical and is not a great thing for the hunting community be represented by. With the abolishment of fenced-in hunting, we could stop everything with a bad hunter's rights and stuff like that to make the whole hunting community look great again.